You're listening to American Girl Women with Laura Treader and Lindsay Adams-Franca. This is a podcast where two millennial gals gather around the microphone and reminisce on the cultural phenomenon that took our childhood by storm, American Girl dolls. Contrary to what you might think, we aren't just talking about dolls here. We're diving into the high highs and the low lows of getting hooked on American Girl and all the childhood memories that come flooding back. So join us and a few special guests each week as we become American Girl women.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Lindsay.
It's good to be back with you.
It's good to be back with you as well. It feels like it hasn't been a long time because you and I are always chatting behind the scenes. But for our listeners, it's been quite a while.
Laura, that's exactly it. We talk all the time, but we haven't had a chance to record in a while. Things have been busy. Life has just gotten in the way of American Girl women.
Things have been so busy. Obviously, if you follow us on Instagram, we've still been posting there pretty frequently. But Lindsay and I have just been a little busy as of late, so we haven't been releasing new episodes of the podcast as much. However, highly encourage you to go back to the beginning of the pod if you've never done so, because we have so many episodes. So we've just sort of been taking a little bit of a break and kind of seeing what's next. And what we have decided is we're going to be doing a monthly podcast for the time being.
Exactly. And we have such fun episodes lined up. It's going to be really great. And, you know, Laura, we've been doing this for 3 years and have had such amazing conversations with so many incredible guests. And stories are still out there to be told. And this is definitely not a complete halt of the podcast. And this definitely, in my mind, is temporary that we're moving to this monthly schedule. Like, we're going to be back in full force eventually. We are just, yeah, life is just so busy for us right now. But I'm excited for it to slow down and to get back into the swing of things and eventually get back into a more regular rhythm. But for now, monthly feels really good.
Yeah. And like I said, we still have so much content on our Instagrams and so many episodes that you can go back and listen to. And when we do come back to a more regular schedule, Lindsay and I are going to look at maybe some topics adjacent to American Girl potentially to add to our existing content that we talk about. So, you know, we're taking a little bit of a slowdown for now, but we ultimately want to come back and do even more. So really excited to see what the future holds. And Lindsay, we do have a topic at hand for today.
We certainly do. And I am so excited to be diving into this today, Laura. We're going to be talking about the Biddy twins, which is a request that we've received from our listeners, from our Instagram followers. And I just can't wait to have this conversation with you because this is something that you introduced me to completely. I had absolutely zero knowledge the Biddy twins existed before we connected about them. Like, you were saying that you had the Biddy twins, and I just thought that meant that you had two Biddy babies.
I totally forgot about your interpretation being that I had two Biddy babies and that I had branded them as the Biddy twins. Yeah, I think that if you are of a certain era of American Girl, which I consider Lindsay and I to be part of the same era, but there is like a little bit of a transitional period where, you know, majority Lindsay was out of American Girl. Mm-hmm. I was probably somewhat on my way out of it, but I'm not going to lie, like, I got the Biddy twins at an age where I probably shouldn't have even been playing with dolls anymore. But yeah, they were very much part of that time between like 90s and like what American Girl became in the 2000s. And
yeah,
I remember when they came out and just being like, oh, have to have it. Oh, it's also like, I think American Girl took the route of many brands, which like there was, at least for me, anytime they came out with something new, I wanted the new thing that they had.
Yeah,
so
totally.
So yeah, the Biddy twins. But Let's see, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about them because they weren't around for that long.
Actually, they were around for longer than I thought they would be, but I'll get
Really?
into it. Yes, like a
Yeah.
surprisingly long time. So they originally launched in 2003 as a line of twin babies that were slightly older than Bitty Baby. Bitty Baby was an infant, and the Bitty twins were more in that 3-year-old range, and they were distinctly boy girl, whereas Bitty Baby was more open to interpretation, as you know, we've seen with many of our guests. And the Bitty Baby and Bitty Twins were similar sizes, so Bitty Baby clothing could still fit the Bitty Twins' bodies, but the Bitty Twins' clothing assortment was slightly older than the baby. At launch, they were only offered in one option. So they have the boy girl set with blonde hair and only in a white skin tone. And they made a grand update in 2004 to offer a pet version, but it wasn't until 2008 that American Girl expanded into different skin tones, which was 5 years into the line existing.
What? That? Okay. I guess, like, I understand why they didn't launch with every single type of combination you could have for, but the fact that they only launched with the white blonde ones is kind of crazy. And then it took that long for them to come out with the rest of them.
It's pretty crazy that it was 5 years until that
Yeah.
point. And in 2006, so a few years even before that, they went through a bit of a rebrand, which led to a few more customizations within the line. As I just shared, at first you were only able to get them as boy girl sets, but with this refresh, you can now choose boy or girl dolls. And you are also able to choose different hair color variations as well. So either like a brunette boy and a blonde boy, or a girl that was brunette and a girl that was blonde, or however you wanted to mix it up. It wasn't until 2006 that you were able to do this.
Wow. And didn't a version of them that came out later have slightly longer hair? Am I correct in
It
that?
did, exactly. In 2006, they also started offering clothes that were allowing you to dress like your doll too, which was something that the line had always done. American Girl has always done this, but it was kind of interesting with the Bitty twins because with the Bitty Baby dress like your doll options, they were always aging up for the Bitty Baby to girls' clothing. With the Bitty twins, they were actually able to like match the exact outfits. I thought that was like a pretty cool little tidbit there because, like, you weren't going to dress like a baby when you were, I don't know, 6 years old wearing this. So
Right.
these were like exact replicas, which I love.
Love that. That's cool.
Right? But Laura, going back to when these were retired, it wasn't until 2016.
That is way later. I thought that they were
Right?
around, in my mind, these were around for maybe 5 years maximum.
Right? Yeah, 2016 when the Welly Wishers came along.
That's like literally from when I was 10 to like the year before you and I met. It's crazy.
My God, 2016 was yesterday.
Yeah.
They were in the collection for a while.
Wow. That's wild.
Right? But Laura, I would love to hear more about your experience with the Bitty Twins. So you were actively in American Girl at this point. You saw them come out in the catalog. Tell us about that.
So these came out. I have them for their first entry point as the Holiday 2002 catalog. I think I remember that was when I first saw them. So I was 9, and I kind of think like I was too old, but you know, I don't
Nine
know.
seems so reasonable.
Yeah, I was definitely still in my American Girl era, but I think again, like seeing something new come out in the
Yeah.
catalog is like exactly what drew me to
And I
it.
guess if you're thinking about it from like the Bitty Baby perspective and like that usually being like an entry point into the AG collection entirely as like a baby doll versus like a doll your age, maybe that's where
Right.
that sentiment is coming from. But
Exactly. And I also had like a reverse trajectory with Bitty Baby in general. Like, I got my American Girl doll. I had three American Girl dolls before I ever had a Bitty Baby, or two maybe. So, but I really loved playing with baby dolls when I was a kid. I loved performing motherhood. Which now, like, that makes no sense to me because that would seem so stressful. But
Yeah.
I loved to do that. So I think I also was very fascinated by twins, and I think that many kids were, and so that's what they were kind of capitalizing off of here.
Totally. Did you know any twins growing up?
Yes, I can think of at least, were they twins or were they just those? They might have just been sisters. Okay, I can think of, in my mind, there's two sets of twins that I'm thinking of. One was named Caitlin and Kelsey, if you could get
Cute.
more 90s than those names. And then these two may have just been sisters and not twins, actually. So I'm not gonna name the other ones that I knew. But then in high school, so that was like elementary school, like I don't think I really knew that many twins beyond like the ones that I just named. But then in high school, there were like three sets of twins in my grade.
Oh, in your grade? Wow. Interesting. Yeah, I didn't have people that I knew that were twins other than my neighbors, like two boy twins that were a year older than me. But like twin culture was so strong when we were growing up between Mary-Kate and Ashley and Tia and Tamara,
Parent trap,
the
even though they
parent trap.
weren't actually twins, but like the vibes were there.
Right? Oh my goodness. Like twins were everywhere in pop culture growing up.
Yeah, I think that the culture really glamorized the idea of having a twin. And I think that Mary-Kate and Ashley are obviously a huge part of that. I wonder, like, would we have remade the Parent Trap if Mary-Kate and Ashley weren't like such a thing? Like, because I think that like one kind of is like a result of another, or like were we drawn to Mary-Kate and Ashley because we remade the Parent Trap? Because they didn't start out in their career as like being like twin, like they were playing one part in one
In
show.
Full House, yeah. Thinking back to their work outside of Full House, like I feel like that was it for me, especially all of their movies were everything to me. All I wanted to do was be in the fan club. Like I remember a dream I had. I must have been like 7 years old, and I could still vividly remember this, Laura. Like I have like a weird memory when it comes to some of my dreams. I remember a dream from when I was maybe 3 years old.
Oh my God.
I've just like always been able to recall very prominent dreams. And one of those was hanging out with Mary-Kate and Ashley when I was probably 7 years old. And it was fantastic,
Oh
like
my God.
gleeful. Like, imagine your most desired thing. And it was like hanging out with the Olsen twins. And we were like hanging out, like playing in my basement together. Like, that was part of my dream. I remember a snippet of it. But yeah, twins were so appealing. And I guess American Girl recognized this. They were definitely onto something here.
This definitely feels like they were onto something. But I received the twins for Christmas in 2002, so they had like just come out, and there were only the blonde ones, so I got the blonde ones. Like, they were now in hindsight kind of freaky looking. I don't know, like it's something about their hair. It doesn't look like quite as like natural as like the American Girl doll hair did. But I got the boy girl blonde twins because that's all they had at the time. They came in really cute. The little onesies they come in are so cute. So the girl comes in a pink one, the boy comes in a blue one. They have a little hood on the back, and they're like velour onesies with like a moon and stars, like fastening, Velcro fastening. It's really cute. The ones with longer hair, I kind of think of as being like three. But these ones I almost think of as being like 18-month-olds, like old enough to walk, but not old enough to like run like around like too crazy. But got them in their sleeper outfits, and then also got their holiday outfits, which for the boy is like a little sweater vest shirt combo, corduroy pants, and like these little brown shoes. And then for the girl, it was a red velour dress with red shoes, and then the tights, I believe, were like a gold like fabric,
Cute.
and then a little hair bow. And the girl always had a hair bow for all of her outfits.
Very cute. I mean, the outfits themselves are so cute. The way that they're posed in the catalog is diabolical. Like they look like they're like geriatric and like a weird movement. We'll post it on our Instagram, but the outfits themselves are so So cute. And we're referencing right now the Holiday 2003 catalog, thanks to our friends at the Chagnon Family Museum of Toys and Collectibles.
Yes, and when you say they look old, are you thinking specifically of the one of them dancing in the holiday outfits?
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
They're
it
like
looks
doing the
the
twist.
twist. I was gonna say the exact same thing. They look like they're doing the twist. Like, specifically, the girl, Biddy Twin, looks like she's like twisting towards the boy one and he's like twisting
Literally,
away. It's so
right?
funny.
The twist to me is so silly. Like my dad actually like loves like playing the twist for my niece and nephew. Maybe that was something that he loved growing up, I imagine. And like my niece like seems to like really love it. And you know, she's little, so I feel like that's like a good dance move when you're young. But like, Laura, imagine going to the club and like just twisting with people. I feel like that'd be so silly, you
No,
know?
it's so funny. My grandfather was like a young teen, like a teen slash like maybe in his early 20s in the 50s, and he loves the twist. And like there was a period of time where like sometimes people would still play the twist at weddings, and like I would see like my grandparents doing the twist
Oh my
basically
God.
together.
Did people twist to other songs, or was it only to the twist?
No, I think people twisted to other songs, but then there's the song The Twist, but then there's also a song by the same artist called Let's Twist Again.
Oh my God, that's right. Let's twist again.
Yes, like we
Oh my
did last
God.
summer.
Oh my God. I love it. Bring back simple dances like that. You know, I love a group dance. I did line dancing this fall, actually, at a work event. We were like on a, like out in Arizona, and we had a Western night. And I like cannot keep up with line dancing. It's so challenging for me, and I wish I could. Have you done that before?
Yes. So I went out to Santa Ynez in California, which is like a few hours away from LA. And my friend and I went to this like honky tonk bar, and people were line dancing. And we were also line dancing because sometimes line dancing is actually just the electric slide, which is a line dance.
Yeah, true.
So when they did that, I knew what to do because I know how to do the electric slide. I think if you were born in the 80s or 90s, you know how to do the electric slide. And but then they had all these like other ones, and some of them were like couples line dances, and this like group of couples who definitely like didn't know each other, but they all knew line dancing, came out on the dance floor for certain dances and did like these like circle with like all the couples like moving in a circle, but together, like side by side, but in a circle, doing the line
Oh,
dances. And
interesting.
then in the gay community in New York and LA, like queer line dancing has also become very much a popular thing. So line dancing is like on the table.
Yeah, totally. I think I've seen videos of that, like a Chapel Row night at
Yes,
like
yeah.
this bar in
House of
Brooklyn.
Yes or whatever. Or yeah, like Desert Five spot is the one in LA always. Yeah. So yeah, it's on the table, but I've never seen any twist nights, but maybe
No
that's
twist
coming.
nights. Honestly, yeah. That would be funny. That would
It really
It's
would
like a
be.
move that like everyone could do, right? Like, and I think that's where like line dancing throws me off, where it's just like maybe I need to learn it at home first before I jump in, because like even like when they like teach you like at the
Yeah.
beginning of the song, I'm just like the mind body connection is out the window.
It's not what it used to be. Maybe when I was younger, I would have been able to figure that out faster. But yeah, the Bitty Babies were twisting in this holiday picture. So these were the only outfits I ever had for them because I really outgrew them quite quickly, within a year, essentially.
Okay. Did you ever want any other outfits for them? Like, are any of these outfits you're seeing on these pages sparking any memories for you?
Honestly, like even though the catalog we're looking at is only like a year behind when I got them, I don't remember much about these outfits or wanting them because I think I moved
Interesting.
on so quickly. So I do love the little like fall ones, though. Those are so cute.
Yeah, what are the ones you're gravitating towards? Just looking at this.
Now I'm gravitating towards like these. Oh, the teeter totter. I'm gravitating towards the fall frolic outfits. I think the shoes are adorable. The
Yeah, they are.
pants are adorable. I almost wish the boy and girl ones were the same, though. Like they are complementing each other, but the boy is wearing like a like pant with a like little sweatshirt and a hat, and the girl's wearing what looks like leggings and a longer sweatshirt that has like a little hood. I kind of wish they were both the boy outfit.
Yeah.
But
These are
so
really
cute.
cute. Like the boy is like, it's kind of like a fleece, maybe like blue
Yeah.
sweater with a car on it. And the girl is wearing this berry color fleecy dress with an orange flower on it. And this is like a limited two flower where it's like the five petals, the little circle cut out in the center. I am obsessed with this flower every time I see it. But it's such a cute outfit.
It
It's
is.
really adorable.
I like her little scrunchie she has too on the next page. But yeah, I really love those. The sunny day outfits are cute, but I'm not like obsessed.
Yeah, I like them. I like them visually on the page. The sunny day outfits are like a butter yellow, which is like all over my TikTok of like people trying to
Same.
like de-influence butter yellow. And I'm like, all I want is butter yellow.
Yeah,
I
I stopped
bought
trying to de-influence butter yellow.
literally, I bought a butter yellow purse a few weeks ago, which I'm obsessed with. Like, yellow has always been one of like my. It was like my favorite color growing up. Now I've moved more into pastel pink, but. A butter yellow is so gorgeous. That's what she, the bitty girl twin, is wearing. And it has, I can't even see it. What is this? Like,
I know it's hard to
what's
tell
on
what
it?
the, it's like maybe like a floral pattern of some
Yeah,
kind.
with a floral pattern. We need to zoom in here a little bit more. And then it has a contrasting plaid on the bottom in the collar. That's beige. The boy is wearing khaki shorts and a blue and yellow top. Same butter yellow, pastel blue. It's cute visually, but like when you really look at it, it's not the most exciting. I'm obsessed with the snowy day snowsuits. The girl is dressed in a pastel purple with like darker purple stars. The boy is wearing a pastel blue suit with the purple stars and some blue ones as well. They are on a sled. They look so early 2000s.
I love the snowy day outfits as well. Those are so cute. Obsessed with those.
Right? Also, is there like a little star coming off of the hoods?
Oh my God.
What
You're
is
so
that?
right. I didn't even notice that. Is that for real?
I can't
It
tell.
looks
There's
like.
like a star like floating in the back of their like a little kind of like a pom-pom, but like on a string with a star. Check out our Instagram. I can't even describe this, but it like perhaps is like wired because it's like hanging off the back, like kind of like. They're going so fast on their sled, and this star is trailing behind them on their hoods. It's silly.
From what I can see online, it is in fact attached to the hoods.
That is so funny.
Yeah, kind of whimsical.
Right? Oh my gosh. And Laura, just as we were looking at this catalog, we flipped to the next page and saw our friends at the Hopscotch Hill School, which we had a previous episode on, and they are just. Freaky looking.
Yes, thank God. Those weren't, thank God those came out when they did because I was no longer injured. The Biddy twins were freaky enough. They're not even that freaky. I think that just Biddy Baby is so perfect that like
Yeah.
they just couldn't nail it on the Biddy twins. And it might be
Right.
because we have like American Girl and we have Biddy Baby that anytime they try to do something in between those two, Biddy twins, Hopscotch Hill, Welly Wishers, it just doesn't sit right with me.
I agree. Like the expression on the Bitty Baby face is one of calmness, contentment, pleasantness. It just is looking at you, but it's not like staring through your soul like some of like other dolls are. And I feel like these look adjacent to Bitty Baby, so it just looks a little jarring. These Bitty twins have smiles, which Bitty Baby has a more neutral expression, but the Bitty twins are
Yes.
smiling. The girl has an open mouth smile, which I don't know. It just, they look curious. They look happy. They look like they're ready for adventure, but like there's something about it that's a little off-putting.
I agree. I agree. I think there's something there for sure. And I think that having them have longer hair in the later versions maybe was better. I don't know. I honestly don't know. But they were cute. And their little books they came with were cute too. Like the illustrations of the Biddy twins were very cute. But the illustrations just didn't translate to the actual dolls in the way that they needed to.
Interesting. Were these more baby books or like
Yeah.
preschool? Do you remember reading them and finding them like age appropriate?
Oh, they were like beyond age appropriate because I was too old for them. But they, I think, well, the Bitty Baby books were like board books, weren't they?
I think so, yeah.
These, I believe, were not board books. They were like, had like actual pages in them, but they were short children's books for sure. And they were definitely for like a younger child.
Got it.
So a little longer, but still very much for babies.
Yeah. I wonder if they switched up the books with the like different combinations of, girl, boy, different skin tones, like how they would send books out, or if it was like more of like a default, like here's the Biddy Twins book that everyone received.
Well, I was gonna say, they didn't, did they do that for Bitty Babies? Because there were all those different variations, but then I forgot that the Bitty
It
Baby
was
books are about Bitty Bear.
Biddy Bear, R.I.P.
Bitty Bear, just so everybody is aware, in case you were wondering, if you got the Bitty Twins, there was no Bitty Bear accompanying them at all. So jot that down.
It doesn't even look like there's like any like major focus
Accessories.
on accessories here.
Yeah.
You see like the hair care kit, which actually is quite cute with like a little mirror and comb and carrying case. Like that looks quite adorable.
They did have hair, so you had to. And when
Yeah.
I forgot to mention this, but when I was, rooting around in my parents' attic looking for American Girl stuff, I actually found the Biddy twins. Those were the only thing I found, basically.
Wow.
And I was like pissed because I was like, of all the things to have kept, I wish they
Right.
had been something other than the Biddy twins. They were
Oh my
both
God.
naked, but their clothes, I don't think I found like the Christmas outfits, but I think the outfits they came in were close by.
Okay. Do you remember what you named them?
I do not remember one thing about what their names were.
Fair enough. And after you got the Biddy twins, what was your trajectory of other dolls that came after them?
The Biddy twins were, I'm gonna have to like think of the order here, but I want to say that I got the Biddy twins for Christmas 2002, so I had turned 9 recently. And then I want to say turning 10, I got the last American Girl doll I ever got, which was Kaylee, who we've discussed before on this podcast. Because the American Girl New York store was when I got Kaylee, and I believe that opened in 2003. So there was no way that I could have gotten her before 2003, if that's the case. So I think she was the last one. I'll have to like look it up, but I'm pretty sure the New York store in 2003 was like my last hurrah with getting a doll.
Okay, so the Biddy twins were really one of the last big purchases that you had with American Girl.
Yes, exactly. And again, like it was so brief that I like enjoyed playing with them. I'm surprised that like my parents agreed to get it because like in their mind they were probably like, oh, this is gonna be useless. But yeah, okay, so 2003 definitely. Okay, so yeah, this was the year before I got my last American Girl. And I guess like maybe the reason why my parents did allow it was I think maybe my grandparents actually got these for me. So, they were not as, how your grandparents always like treat you like younger than you are for longer. So I think that like that's part of the reason too was like I asked the right audience for them. But yeah, like it was so brief, like seriously so brief, but yeah.
Fair. Oh my goodness. Well, Laura, I'm so happy we got to explore this together. Felt really good coming back with you to discuss AG and another one of the interesting facets of the brand.
I agree. This was a long overdue discussion of the Biddy twins.
And we'll be posting this to our Instagram at American Girl Women. So if you had the Biddy twins or wanted them, or if they're completely new to you, let us know in the comments. We would love to continue this conversation.
Yes, please do. I'm sure people are going to have thoughts on them for sure. Well, thank you everybody so much for joining us to talk about the Biddy twins, and we will see you next month on American Girl Women. Thank you for listening to American Girl Women. For more AG Women content, follow us on IG at American Girl Women or send us your American Girl stories via AmericanGirlWomen@gmail.com. We might just read them on the pod. If you like this podcast, tell your friends and rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.